Okay, so firstly, this is my first trip to Finland. I've never been to Finland before, so I'm quite excited to be here. And the reason being is that my favourite Finnish person is Juha Kankkonen. Because when I was a boy, I used to watch the rally and go and watch it. And he was driving a Peugeot then, and I used to go and watch it. So he's my favourite Finnish person, so I just thought I'd tell you that. Now, I'm not here to talk about rallying or cars and your great drivers. What I am here to talk about is backing up data into the cloud. So I did some research, and apparently within the Nordic region, and particularly in Finland, there's a very high take-up of Office 365 in terms of a penetration of the user base. And I think it's a lot higher than most countries in Europe. So I'm guessing by the audience size that all of you guys have got Office 365. Is that correct? A kind of a show of hands? So it's a pretty high... Cool. So yes, a lot of you are using Office 365. So... when I go and speak to customers, what we talk about is going on a cloud journey. And this is not a big step. What we're seeing is people are taking little steps at a time, whether they're going to cloud for Office 365, cloud for Salesforce, cloud for other applications. And what customers are doing is looking at, okay, where can we save money? Where does this make sense for us? Where does mobility important for us, et cetera, et cetera. And we're working with these customers on that journey, because as they go down this road, they're all of a sudden coming across new problems. And those problems are around issues that we raised up here. Spanning is a data protection service for cloud to cloud for Office 365, Google Apps, and Salesforce. Those are the three platforms we back up. But as customers go down their Office 365 road, what they say to us is, we're now losing data in the ways that we didn't anticipate that we'd lose data. User errors. So users are coming along and deleting data. And then they're going into the recycle bin and then deleting it again to clear up things. And all of a sudden, the admin people are saying, oh, God, where's that data gone? So they assume that Microsoft has a backup. Unfortunately, they don't. So once that data's gone, it's gone. The other thing we're seeing is malicious intent. So in certain scenarios, you get disgruntled employees or external hackers coming into files and folders and deleting loads of data. And all of a sudden, you again go and think, oh, where's that data gone? I'll go and recover that. Or I'll go back to Microsoft and recover that. It's gone. You can't restore it. The last thing that we're seeing is that as you start connecting applications together via the APIs, although the APIs have been tested thoroughly, there's often scenarios where it's lost through sync errors. And you might lose parts of the data or all of the data. And some of those who've got, have anybody got Salesforce in the room? Any Salesforce users? Nobody using Salesforce. Okay. So what was hidden in that area is certain scenarios where, for example, postcodes could be deleted and all of a sudden the data becomes completely useless because they can't send out mailers for marketing and things like that. Okay. So in your legacy environment, you own the responsibility for everything. But in the new cloud environment, on the right, you'll see this is what the SaaS providers are responsible for. Hardware, software failure, natural disasters, power outages. They will keep the application up and running against an SLA that you have in your contract. But as we talked about here, the ones on the left are all your responsibilities. And the latest one that's really impacting people is ransomware. Now, I'm not going to ask who's been attacked by ransomware because you probably don't want to answer that. But across Europe and across the world, ransomware attacks are coming more and more prevalent. And what happens is the first place they attack is your backups. Why? Because when you realize that you're being attacked by ransomware, it's too late. So the first thing you do is go back to your backups and think, oh, I'll recover that. That's no problems. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Ransomware gets into your system. It then encrypts all your backups, then encrypts your primary store. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck and you either have to pay the money or delete the data. And those are the choices at that point. So, the SaaS vendors that we protect cannot offer you complete protection against these attacks. In particular, they can't protect against users going in and deleting data, whether that be maliciously or by mistake. The reason being is that you own the data. It's your data. It's not Microsoft, it's not Salesforce, it's not Google's. It's your data. So anything that you delete is then gone. In addition to that, once the ransomware gets into your primary store, how do you then recover against a point-in-time copy? Well, you haven't got one within Microsoft. So therefore, who do you partner with that can protect you? And what spanning does is we take a backup on day one of everything that's in your mailbox and your OneDrive, and in Q1 next year we'll be doing SharePoint, and creates a backup of all of your content on day one. And then we do incremental backups for life every single day. And what that enables you to do then, if you get a malware attack, whether it be ransomware or something like that, you can then roll back to a point in time and restore that object or objects back to, and this is where it's very key, we restore back to a separate mailbox or a separate folder. And the reason we do that is that if you only want to restore one object that's been deleted, if you try and restore a whole mailbox back to the user's environment, you'll end up with duplicate emails everywhere and you won't know which ones to delete. So we restore back to a separate folder and then enable you to choose the objects that you want to put back into your live environment. And this is really key and really important for guys like you who are protecting these environments, because if ransomware attacks your business, or if a user comes along and deletes some files or folders and then you can't recover them, then you can. The only way to get them back is by using a backup service such as ours. So what do the vendors say? Microsoft, with Office 365, it's your own data, you own it, you control it. So very much supporting the message that I just said, that the data within your environment, whether it be emails or files, it's yours. It's not Microsoft's to there to protect, it's yours to protect. And they will not protect it for you. So if it is deleted and then comes out the recycle bin and it's deleted forever, then it's gone. You cannot recover it. Salesforce, slightly different, not relevant for this audience, but they charge you to get back some of the data, and also they can't bring back the full sets of data. And Google Apps is very, very similar to Microsoft. Your data, you own it, you delete it, it's gone. So one thing that is very common between Google and Office 365 is that we license per user, whereas in the Salesforce, we license for the database. And this is important for customers in Office 365 environment, because if you only want to back up key members of staff, key workers, but you've got a tranche of users that, for example, are blue-collar workers who you might deliver wage slips to or something like that, or just communicate with them on an ad hoc basis, you might not want to back up those, but we can select the users and then choose how you back those up and which ones you want to back up. The other thing about both the Office 365 and the Google environment is that when you delete a user, and if you do that by error or maliciously, you delete all of the content that belongs to that user as well, so all the files and folders. So all of a sudden, if John Smith is leaving the organization and you delete his account thinking, well, I'll save some money and I'll reallocate that account, then all the files and folders going with that user are gone. So how do you then go, I've made a mistake. How do you bring that back? Well, there's no way of doing it. The only way to do it is to go to a point-in-time copy from someone like Spanning, restore that back to the mailbox. You then choose the items that you want and then push them back to the mail account that you want to restore them to. So it could be a new employee, for example, that comes in, you restore the items, push them back to another folder, and then push them back to the new employee's folder, and that way you're managing the environment more effectively. Okay. So this is an important message here about the evolving environments of IT. Traditionally, the on-premise systems, you would own all of the stuff in green over here. So your network, your hardware, your virtualization, your OS. That would be the responsibility for IT. I believe that the outsourcing market in Finland is pretty strong. So some of you may have infrastructure or platform as a service. And under your contract with those providers, the areas in grey would be covered as well. So they belong to somebody else, you sit the applications on top and you manage the applications. Within the SaaS world, we move even further over where you're giving more responsibility to the company who's managing that. However, the two green boxes at the top, the users and the application admin, still belongs to you guys. So it's still a very important role that you're playing within managing this environment. But the data in this environment, you would have backed it up onto tape in the old days, maybe to data domain or something like that now. But of course, in the modern world, it's not being backed up. So how do you protect that? How do you protect your business against malicious intent, user mistakes, ransomware, etc., etc.? And this is where Spanning fits in. So what are the analysts saying? And this is really important that we're getting these messages out from the analysts. As you move to the cloud applications, unless you're using one of the few SaaS data protection solutions, your data has just gone from well-protected to unprotected. And so what we're finding is, as people go on their journey, they assume that the providers of the SaaS service are protecting their data, but they're not. And there's a number of use case scenarios that we can demonstrate to you and how we manage that and how we manage the environment. This is what we do to protect you. Gartner, I'm guessing a few of you here will subscribe to Gartner and get information. Some organizations may not realize that SaaS providers' high availability and DR capabilities could fall short in preventing data loss caused by user errors, data corruption, or malicious attacks. And this, again, is really much supporting the message that we're delivering out to you today, that your data is now pushed into the cloud, but it's not being backed up, per se. You can't do a point-in-time recovery. You can't roll back for ransomware. If you do get attacked by ransomware, you have to delete and start again. And so how do you protect against that? So we store in the Amazon S3 platform. It's an immutable data store that's got an air gap between the world and the data, which means that it can't be attacked by ransomware. When you sign up for the service, we've got an SLA against it, which gives you service credit should we go down, but we've got 100% uptime at the moment. In terms of locations, and this is really important, we've just opened a new data center in Europe, so I know that for some countries, where the data is located is very important. We store in the EU. In terms of scale, so as an organization across Google Apps, Salesforce, and Microsoft Office, we back up on average 1.2 billion objects per week. That's not per month or per year, per week. So in terms of scale, I don't think we've got a problem because of the way that we can scale horizontally and the way that we've structured the platform within the Amazon cloud environment. It's also got a SOC 2 report for those who are concerned about security. We can deliver a SOC 2 report under NDA to go through the processes that we manage your data and the expected standards that you would have to protect customer data to ensure that we're not using that data inappropriately. But it's in a private cloud instance, so the data's not used for anything other than our backup. What else is there to know? In Europe, we went live on the 5th of September. We put 13 customers on last month, the biggest customer being 8,500 users. They've backed up 5 million objects already. And I think they've got, they've got all the users on live right now. I think 5 million emails, 57 megabytes of data, I think it was, or 57 gigabytes of data, sorry. So not a massive file store, to be honest, but it's good to have a customer of that scale on to show that we can just repeat, 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 repeat. So, yeah, has anybody got any questions? You're a tough crowd. No? I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll be around on the Arrow stand because Arrow are our EMC partner within the, or Dell EMC these days within Finland. So if anybody's got any questions, please don't hesitate to come and have a chat to me. I look after Europe, so I manage all of the customers across Europe. So if you want some reference cases and go through the scenarios that we're backing up in other environments and how that could be relevant to you, please come and talk to me. I'd love to have a chat. Thank you very much.